Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Ryan Wiggins filling in for Annie Fry. Always glad to get to talk to DeRoy Murdoch, a nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor. Hi, DeRoy.
Hey there, how are you? Good to talk to you.
So the topic of the Big Beautiful Bill is actually what we're talking about almost exclusively today. We have a poll about it. I'll ask you that question in just a second. But you have an article in the Daily Signal that is all about returning to 2019 budgets. Would that solve everything, just returning to the 2019 budget?
Well, I'm not sure if it solved everything, but sure would help. And this is an idea that's been discussed over the years, which is going back to the 2019 budget. And why the 2019 budget? That's the budget that Congress passed before COVID, when we had, in the fall of 2019, no idea that within a few months you'd have a global pandemic, you'd have the entire country shut down, everybody staying home, businesses, restaurants shut down, airlines empty. I mean, the complete catastrophe we all experienced 5 years ago. And so COVID, thankfully, is behind us. That's in the rearview mirror, aside from people running around, still continue to wear masks for, I don't know, whatever reason. But apart from them, we're all, you know, we've got COVID behind us. So why don't we go back to the 2019 budget? Now, if you go all the way back to what we spent in 2019 and said, let's spend in fiscal year 2026 what we spent in fiscal year 20, we would have to cut $565 billion in 1 year. And then every subsequent year, you have to cut probably about that much. And that's a lot. You know, if you're a hardcore libertarian, you know, that's probably easy to do. But for most people, that's, you know, a bit much to swallow. But what if we went back to the 2019 budget and asked the question, what did they expect us to spend in fiscal year 2026 back then before COVID-19 kicked in? And if you do that, instead of spending $1.89 trillion like we have currently a forecast for next year, we'd be spending $1.62. And basically, you'd save $275 billion. That's a lot of savings, $275 billion. And between fiscal years 2026 through 2029, you'd save a grand total of $1.16 trillion. That's quite a lot of money. And that would, I think, make the Big Beautiful Bill much more beautiful, and hopefully would alleviate a lot of concerns that people like Senator Rand Paul, and obviously you've seen today Elon Musk saying the bill spends too much and is way too fat and profligate. This would trim it down big time. And this, by the way, is just looking at discretionary spending. That doesn't include defense. That doesn't include Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. Maybe it makes sense to reduce things in those areas, but this is just looking strictly at domestic discretionary spending. And you know, you might have to reduce the budgets for the EPA or the Smithsonian or public broadcasting or the National Endowment for the Arts or whatever it might be. But I think that would get us much more quickly onto the path of fiscal sanity and fiscal restraint than we are right now.
You know, DeRoy, in the first segment of the show today, I listed a bunch of the good things about the Big Beautiful Bill, because I'm really more on the we've got to balance the budget side. But I acknowledge that there's a lot of good in this bill. And it sounds like you've done a lot of research on this bill as well. I'm surprised, as somebody who just considers themselves a comedy writer, how much I like looking at fiscal topics. But here we are. And the one thing that I keep coming back to in looking at all of this is that it's almost designed to be so bulky and difficult to understand that the average person, even like you and I, who this is our profession, we're invested in looking at this stuff, it's still so hard to understand how all the spending works and where it's allocated, that a proposal like you're making right now makes much more sense because it's basic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, which is probably why it's not going to happen, because it makes so much sense, right?
Yeah, right.
You come up with a good idea, and then, hey, great idea, that'll never take place. We'll cross our fingers and see if this happens. But I think part of the reason the bill is so complex, in part, is that we have such a narrow majority in the House, just three seats or three, four seats, and in the Senate, the same thing. And so you have a lot of people who can say, look, you know, I'm going to stand in the way of this train unless I get XYZ. And, you know, if you are one third of what's required to shut the bill down completely, you know, you'll have a lot of sway. So, for example, this is why you've had a small number of Republican congressmen in the House from the Northeast, from the big, you know, Democrat tax and spend states, saying we want our state and local tax deductions back, or we're not going to pass this bill. And so that got thrown in. I think the current law says you can write off $10,000 of your state and local taxes against your federal income, federal 1040 form. That's now gone up to $40,000. So that's increased fourfold. I think if you had a big enough majority, they could say, hey, that's a cute idea. No, we don't need your help. Thank you. And even with them standing in the way, you'd still have enough votes to pass. But with these very, very tight majorities we have, a lot of people are getting their way. I think, what, generally speaking, what you want to have is as few loopholes and deductions and exemptions as possible. And in return, you push the rates down as far as you can. That's what we ought to be doing. The other thing that's not in the House bill that should be in the Senate bill, great idea that President Trump had on the campaign trail last year, which is if you are a company operating in the United States and you manufacture in the United States, your corporate tax won't be 21% like it is now. It'll go all the way down to 15%. And that would move the United States from, I think, the 24th lowest corporate tax around the world down to the 6th lowest. So the only lower corporate tax would be Switzerland, Poland, Lithuania, Ireland, and Hungary. Hungary being the lowest at 9%, and then Switzerland's at 19.6. We'd be actually tied with Switzerland at 19.6, combined to federal and state. And that would make us extremely competitive. You'd have a lot of companies saying, you know what, we're not going to go overseas. We're going to stay right here in the good old USA. And you'd see companies overseas saying, you know what, we can save a lot of money if we pull out of China, pull out of wherever else, and move into the U.S. and manufacture there. So this would be a gigantic booster shot for the U.S. economy. And for whatever reason, the House Republicans did not put that in there. The Senate Republicans should put that in there. And that'll make this definitely a much bigger and more beautiful bill.
DeRoy Murdoch on the phone with us, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, Fox News contributor. Let me ask you a real nuts and bolts question here, somebody who is looking into this topic. You said about your article, specifically about the 2019 budget, that this is returning to that budget with discretionary spending. Mm-hmm. Describe discretionary spending, because I think we get lost in some of the things that you really can't change in a budget. Is that right? That really discretionary is the stuff you can change the most?
Yeah. This is where we political and economic geeks get deep into the weeds here. So this scares some people, and others like us, it gets us really excited. Anyway, the idea of discretionary spending is as compared to mandatory spending. Mandatory spending are the entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, perhaps to a degree you'd say veterans benefits. Those are things where people have been promised money, and there's a cultural, almost sacred a bond between society and the recipients that they're going to get this money that they've been promised, either because they're senior citizens, they've done what they're supposed to and they finally retired, or they put on the uniform, fought for America, either overseas or served in the United States, and then they deserve the veterans benefits that they've earned. That's mandatory spending. When it comes to discretionary spending, that's stuff where there's no entitlement, and it's really kind of up to Congress to decide whether we ought to be spending money on things like medical research, things like arts programs like PBS or the Smithsonian, or support for art galleries, things like education, a lot of other stuff like that, where it's up to Congress to say, okay, we like this program, we're going to spend on it, or we've had enough, you know, no more Green New Deal, no more solar subsidies, whatever else it might be. So most of it, it's much easier to cut discretionary spending, because if you go after mandatory spending, that's where people feel like we've made a solemn promise to them and we've gone ahead and broken it. Now, there's a big exception to this that took place some years ago, which is when Obamacare was launched. The Democrats, who always say the Republicans, oh, you're desperately trying to cut Medicare and kill grandma and kill grandpa. The Democrats went in, and I think the number is $800 billion. They just yanked arm robbery, yanked out of Medicare and took that money and threw it into Obamacare. And this is the biggest raid I've ever seen on Medicare. It was not done by the greedy, nasty, cold-hearted evil Republicans. It was done by the warm, toasty, loving, compassionate, caring Democrats. And the Democrats went in, and they're the ones who yanked $800 billion out of grandma and grandpa's Medicare funds. It's, hell with them. Let's throw this into Obamacare. They paid no political price for it. The left-wing media barely covered it. Very few people know about this, and they totally got away with it. And if you're a Republican, you so much as say, let's have one hearing and talk about possible efficiencies in Medicare, then, oh my God, you're trying to kill old people. Why do you hate seniors? You know, were you this mean to your parents when they turned 65? And this is the kind of double standard and hypocrisy and outright lies that you get on a daily basis from the Democrat Party.
Well, DeRoit, we really appreciate your time as usual and your insights into these things. Love the article, and I love the idea that maybe we could actually return to a budget pre-COVID. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, so thanks.
Wouldn't that be nice? Good.
Yeah.
Well, spread the word. It's great to be on with you today, and enjoy the weekend.
All right, will do. That's DeRoit Murdoch. He is a Fox News contributor. You see him on there pretty regularly. I wanted to ask him the poll question, but we just kind of ran out of time. But if you haven't asked yourself this question, I encourage you to do so. And then if you want to vote, you can. We have it up today on our YouTube page. You type in Annie Fry, you go to YouTube, and you will see today's date with this question and the live stream. You'll see us talking right now live. Who is right on the big, beautiful bill? Trump or Elon? This is a topic that splits even our room, I think, because if I'm speaking on behalf of Brad, I would say that I think he would say Trump is right.
I'm on that side more.
You're
so.
You're on that side. I would say Elon is right. Elon is speaking, I think, to sum this up, a little bit more in theory and in moving the conversation toward, we have to talk about balancing this budget or else we are friggin' toast. We will not recover if we continue to spend beyond the means that we have right now. Now, he's not offering as many specifics on how to get there, so I get why people would criticize and say, oh, well, yeah, you can stand on your podium all you want, but ultimately, we got to get the work done.
Let's have a plan. I like the idea of having a plan. Saying, you know, nobody is arguing the fact that we need to cut spending. Nobody's arguing that fact.
Democrats are.
Well,
they don't care about cutting spending.
Good point. I stand corrected. But nobody on the in this debate amongst Republicans is saying that we don't need to cut spending. Everybody agrees that we need to cut spending. So it seems to me that the debate is over how quickly do we need to and have to do it. And I don't think that we have to do it as fast as you're suggesting. And I think that there are other methods that we can do that will do it. But I don't think that this bill needed to be the vehicle that happens in.
You know, I'm just realizing as we're talking that probably, let's say 20 years ago, but 30 years ago is probably more accurate and beyond that. This debate that is happening now is really just among Republicans. Mm-hmm. Democrats are not a part of
no,
it at all.
Not at all.
They're just a no. They don't care.
No. Tax and spend. Their plan is to tax the rich and then spend that money as well.
And it's funny because you can see them in the media, like you can see leftist media saying, well, Trump's bill will add X amount to the deficit. And you're like, you don't care.
They don't care unless they can hit you with it.
They don't care.
It's like, ooh, here's a stick.
But that debate used to be between Republicans and Democrats coming together and say, let's form a budget.
Yeah.
Democrats are not a part of that discussion at all anymore. And you could say the same thing in reverse during the Biden era, that Republicans weren't a part of that conversation. But there's nobody, and this is why I'm with Elon Musk generally in this debate that we're having, is that nobody other than somebody like him, maybe Rand Paul or Chip Roy or Massey, are out there saying, listen, Overton window, we've got to shift the whole conversation to a balanced budget is a priority. Even if you don't get there, we got to at least acknowledge that that has to happen. If this isn't the moment, I'm skeptical that they'll ever get there, but it has to happen.
And even like DeRoy's article there, it's about going to 2019 pre-COVID spending, which was also, you know, deficit spending. The 2019 budget was
in the deficit. Been spending more than we're making forever.
So my question, and I don't want to go take us too long here, but my question is can we get there? Do we have to propose like a balanced budget in a reconciliation bill, or can we get to that balanced budget by cutting the spending through rescissions packages and stuff like that?
I don't know why you wouldn't just include it all in one.
Part of it is you can't do it. Some of these cuts legally in the recession or in the reconciliation package. There are limitations to that. Part of that reason is that.
That's fine, but I don't think the Doge cuts have gotten deep enough.
No, they haven't.
That they would actually do what we need them to do. But you know, you got to codify what you can,
right?
And then rescission. But the math still doesn't math out. You know, it still doesn't get.
Well, how
there.
Much do you need to cut out of what has been passed in this bill? Because I do like one of the things that I really do agree with is funding and rebuilding our military. You know,
well that's part of this. I mean, that's in the 50 great things about the big beautiful bill. Part of that is military pay raises and benefit boosts.
Yeah,
that's going to cost
money
for that. That costs money. National missile defense, the Golden Dome is in there. These are things I didn't even mention when we went through the first time. So there's a lot of good stuff in there. And I'll close on this. It's really hard to say, especially as a layman. You know, I'm looking from the outside, and I really would like to sit there and look at a line item and go through it, but I don't even know half of what I'm looking at. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's about the only way that you can do what you want to do is to go through it line by line and figuring out what can be cut and what is necessary to keep in there, because you do have to spend some money in
that's
the budget.
That's why I elect a representative, is to go do that. But there's different estimates as to what it's going to cost and when it's going to cost what. Like the House Budget Committee, they say that this reduces the deficit by 75%, which means you go from $2 trillion extra into the deficit every year to about $500 billion.
That's a good direction, though.
It's a good direction. but it's still $500 billion more than you're making. So you're still putting us into debt. But over 10 years, their projection is, yes, but that would decrease, and then you come up with a budget surplus. Yeah. But
congressional math.
It's congressional math. And that's the good numbers.
And that's if you keep the budget at what it is for those 10 years, but because of elections and stuff like that, the budget changes every year.
It won't be that in 5 years. So the hard stuff comes late when it won't happen. So that's Congress always does this. But the Congressional Budget Office projections are worse. They say, yeah, it'll do about what you're saying in the first year. We can kind of agree that it would reduce it by 75%. But it won't reduce it as much over 10 years as you think it will. And Congressional Budget Office is mostly Democrats. And so they're going to say, well, it's all partisan. The House Budget Committee knows more than the CBO does and all that stuff. And that's all part of it. But my point is that it's really hard to figure out without a representative in Congress telling you what could be cut, what can be done. That's why you follow people like Chip Roy and Massey for me, because they can say, this is a thing that we need to do. And you go, that sounds good. Do that thing. But overall, you got your Musk saying you have to get it to zero. Don't spend more than you're making. Otherwise, we're never going to stop into the debt spiral and your kids are going to be, you know, your currency is going to basically implode is what they're saying. We've never seen it happen. So we're all kind of like, we're fine. It's the U.S. dollar. It's the reserve currency. We've also never been $37 trillion in debt. So anyway, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with more of the Annie Fry Show.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.